Today's reading scripture is Proverbs 2:2-3. Make your ear attentive to wisdom. Incline your heart to understanding. For if you cry for discernment, lift your voice for understanding. Amen.
Proverbs 3:13-14 says, How blessed is the man who finds wisdom and the man who gains understanding, for her profit is better than the profit of silver and her gain better than fine gold. Here, wisdom is the wisdom of goodness that used knowledge. What we see and hear can be remembered in us only when we take them with some feeling. For example, when you listen to a sermon, you cannot remember all of it because you hear it. Some people say, after hearing a sermon, what did I hear for an hour? They surely looked at the preacher, but they don't remember what they heard for an hour, even after they heard it. It's because they had other thoughts in mind while hearing it, so they couldn't take it with any feeling, and thus they don't remember it. If you listen to the word of life with a longing heart, not to miss even one word because you love God, you will put in the grace you receive through the message with the feeling you had. So every word will become life and be planted as a feeling, and you can remember it. In today's sermon, wisdom indicates the wisdom of goodness that you utilize the knowledge you gained through what you saw, heard, and felt, and the knowledge you learned. The wisdom in the world indicates both wisdom of goodness and wisdom of evil. But because I'm telling you about the God-given wisdom in our God, I'll just explain about the wisdom of goodness. For example, let's say you have some amount of iron or steel. If you have knowledge about its action and if you know how to use it, you can make various things from it. Likewise, wisdom is the sense of utilizing everything for the needs of life or of the relationship between people. Knowledge and wisdom are clearly different, and understanding is to know the way plainly. Let's say you should go to Busan. There are various transportations you can use. You may take the airplane, you can take the bus or a train, you can drive a car to go there, or you can also walk to Busan. You have knowledge like this. However, in addition, you use your wisdom now. You need to go to Busan quickly. Then you will try to find the fastest way to go there. Also, you may find cheaper way or more convenient way and fast way. According to the situation, you may need to take an airplane, sometimes a train or an express bus. If the public transportation is not operated when you want to depart, you may drive a car. If you know well about what vehicle you should take after the arrival, which way you should take to go to the place quickly, it becomes the understanding. In these days, you can know the fast way through the application of smartphones so that you can find a way. You can use the faster and more cheaper way to move to your destination. Likewise, knowledge, wisdom, and understanding are all different. If you know clearly and plainly how to do and what to do about some matter, you have understanding. Understanding is like a formula. Today, I'd like to tell you about the relationship of knowledge and wisdom and the relationship of wisdom and understanding. First of all, let's look into knowledge. Wisdom of heaven makes various kinds of resources we have to be used freely and properly. Wisdom plays a role like a fat or of all food, so we know how important it is. But no matter how great wisdom and understanding you have, If you don't have knowledge, it means that you don't have instrument to use that wisdom and understanding. Therefore, it's true that it would be good if we have wisdom and understanding, but when we have much knowledge, we can display our wisdom and understanding better. In our Christian life, some people don't have wisdom understanding, even though they know the Word of God well, while others cannot display their wisdom and understanding because they are short of the knowledge of God. We have to understand this relationship. We have to know the importance of wisdom and understanding, and we have to pray to gain them. However, the content is knowledge. For example, if someone came to receive answers and healing, I tell him to listen to the word message of the cross first. It tells us how we can be saved and how we can be healed in great details. There are all the answers to the questions such as why Jesus hung on a wooden cross, why he had to shed blood, how come we are saved by believing it, why Jesus was whipped, why he wore the crown of thorns, and why he was nailed on his hands and feet, and why we can be healed by believing it. You cannot receive answers or healing just by sitting in the church worship if you don't know the most basic and the fundamental things. God wants to heal everyone. He wants to meet every one of you. But because you don't even have such fundamental knowledge, you cannot pray about it. Because you cannot have faith even after hearing God's word, you are still not be able to receive answers and healing. You have to know the fundamental fact about why Jesus is our Savior. If you repent your sins will be washed by the precious blood of the Lord. You should know this fundamental fact. Only after you are freed from sins and after you know the way to be saved by faith, your problem can be solved. About a month ago, an old couple registered in our church. They had another religion from their childhood, but recently they registered in our church guided by their son. They liked the message a lot, and they continued to listen to the message a lot. And to be healed, they listened to the message of Christ. When I talked with them, they said, they call the senior pastor, our shepherd. And they say they're most happy in their life because they heard the holiness gospel. And they say, by the precious blood of the Lord Jesus, by the love of the Lord Jesus Christ, they didn't know why they had called Jesus Christ, not Jesus only. But after listening to the message of the cross, they realized why. Likewise, they loved the message, or the word of God, and they were healed, and they are attending every service and every meetings of grace. They are having this kind of diligent Christian life. When you evangelize others, you need to know what and how to deliver to them. You should know what to plant, what to deliver to plant faith, and how they can receive answers. Only then you can evangelize others rightly. These are knowledge and wisdom will be added to knowledge, and understanding will make it work together. I'm explaining the triangular relation of knowledge, wisdom, and understanding. You cannot make little kids who don't know multiplication table multiply or divide numbers. Likewise, children have to learn the most basic numbers, 1, 2, 3, 4, and then they learn how to add and subtract numbers. Then you can make them memorize the multiplication table so that they can learn that 2 times 4 is 8. In this way, after they learn the multiplication table, they will become good at figures in their real life. Therefore, it's good to have wisdom and understanding, but the more knowledge you have, the more you can utilize your wisdom and understanding you have. Without knowledge, you cannot use your wisdom and understanding, no matter how great they are. It applies the same in God. If you don't have this knowledge of life, Even if you receive the wisdom and understanding from above, you cannot use it. It's the power to know the Word of God. But because you don't know it, your wisdom and understanding become useless. Therefore, you have to have knowledge of God first, and then the wisdom and understanding of God should work together with it. Let's say there is a person who's been well-educated and the other who's not well-educated. When they gain the same wisdom, the well-educated one will use that wisdom better. Wisdom of goodness is that you can have knowledge as much as you learn the Word of God, but you have to fulfill that goodness not by your head, but by your heart. For an example of utilizing wisdom as much as you have knowledge, let's say there are 2 10-year-old boys who have the exact same IQ and they are solving a mathematic problem. Their IQ is 100 for both, but one of them learned how to calculate numbers in his elementary school, but the other boy couldn't learn it. Pile up square boxes, 2 layers by 5 folds of 4 square boxes, and ask them both to count the number of them. Then the one who learned calculation will multiply 4 by 5 and by 2 again and say the answer is 40. Because he learned to add, subtract, multiply, and divide numbers, he will utilize the knowledge he gained and calculate them. But the other kid who didn't learn it will count the squares by one by one by his hand because he didn't have knowledge, even though the IQ is the same with the first kid. That is, while the boy who has knowledge can solve 10 problems using his wisdom and understanding based on what he learned, the other boy without knowledge can solve only 1 or 2 problems. It's because he cannot use wisdom and understanding as he doesn't have knowledge. Knowledge of many things here doesn't mean that you know simply many things. It is the knowledge that you know perfectly in the truth. No matter how many things you learned, not all of them are called as knowledge here. Although you know many words of God, it doesn't mean that you can utilize wisdom and knowledge. You can say you know the Word of God only after you've taken in the Word in your heart, after realizing it in a simple spiritual way and planting in your heart. Simple knowledge of it has nothing to do with God. It's because you cannot get wisdom or understanding from that simple knowledge. The wisdom from above is first pure, which means that you have to be sanctified. Your heart should be sanctified by truth. Otherwise, even though you accumulate the word in your head by knowledge, you cannot get wisdom and understanding from above. To gain the wisdom from above, you have to be pure first. So only when you are changed after taking in the truth in your heart, you can receive the wisdom and understanding from above to use it. That's why some pastors preach very well with the Word of God, but signs of God's being with them do not follow. You should not just know it by hearing it, but you should take in it and heart and a way to practice the truth. Then God will say, you truly fear me. You have a spiritual faith. You truly love me. And he will give wisdom and understanding as you ask so that God's work is manifested. In our church, Manmin Central Church, because the power explained by our shepherd is manifested. So when you are changed by the Word of God, you can see the works of Father, works of this power. Let me take an example of our Jesus Christ, who is the best example to us. Jesus is goodness itself, and his heart is pure. It's natural that Jesus had the wisdom from above. Also, he had knowledge that contains all the teachings he had received, since his birth. And because he had understanding, he clearly knew where a man came from and went to, about God or about the world, about man and about life or environment and everything. Let me give you an example of the use of knowledge of wisdom. When a cell group member asks a question to a cell group leader, if the cell group leader explains wisely with knowledge, it is the use of knowledge. Let's say, A member of a group asks, cell leader, how can I receive answers? If the cell leader remembers well about how to receive answers to prayer and explains it to the member wisely, the member will hear it and act it. And if the member shares the testimony of receiving answers, how happy the cell leader would be to hear the testimony. This is the use of knowledge. Secondly, let's look into wisdom. As Proverbs 4:5 says, acquire wisdom, acquire understanding. Do not forget nor turn away from the words of my mouth. It's the wisdom to realize how you'll be affected by your choice of whether you keep the law of God or not. If you cannot realize it, you will be like a dull child. You'll always live in complaint thinking, why should I be pushed like this? Why should I learn this? It's annoying. Of course, parents are responsible. It's because it may be different according to whether parents teach the children with fun or by hurting. If parents teach their children by hurting them, they hate to learn and they feel painful to learn something. In that case, no matter how worried the parents are when they say to their children, the children will take it just as nagging. It's because their way of teaching is wrong. In my childhood, I had a time to learn something from a senior pastor. He taught me about the history of our country and of the world. And he helped me to have the whole picture of the history. Let's say, for example, he showed how the wood flows on the water. One day, and also he taught me with a showing the example. And also, if you, if he wanted to teach me about iron, then he showed. And he also explained how we are ascended when the Lord comes again. He taught me in details so that I could learn it with fun. So I could learn the things and took it in my heart. Our senior pastor showed his example to so that we can learn well. Also, he showed the picture of the castle of the shepherd and he, so that we can understand better. Likewise, not all the ways of teaching are good. It's important how to teach. It's so important how to teach by catching their mind so that they can listen carefully to what you teach. Those who feel hard and annoyed to keep the law of God are just little kids spiritual yet. So they didn't attain wisdom yet. A wise man can realize why he has to keep the law, how great the effect is, and how beneficial it is. If you become wise, understanding will follow. That is, once you think that this word of God is right, you will see the way how to practice that word. When our senior pastor first met God and was healed of his diseases he had suffered from for 7 years, he gained the wisdom, God is alive at the moment. Also, he realized that he had to believe God after attending the revival meeting. Oh, that's how to believe God. I should come before God. He realized that he had to attend church. He learned the wisdom to know God. Then he began to see the way of understanding. He went to the temple of God to meet the living God. He bought the Bible and studied the Word of God. He diligently pursued the Word of God. It's because he knew it was the way how to meet God, the way of blessing and problem solving, and the way to heaven after attending the revival meetings. However, he didn't start reading the Bible and praying in the early morning right after he accepted God. Except when he went to church, he still drank and smoked. He didn't do them when he went to the church because of his pang of conscience. But after the evening service, when he came back home, he smoked and drank. It's because he didn't have understanding yet. But after the refinement for a few months, he attended a revival meeting where he gained an understanding. Through a revival meeting, he attained the understanding and he came to see the way clearly. Ah, I have to pray in the early morning. Faith is like this. I have to read the Bible to know the will of the Father. I should know the Father's will quickly to live by His will. It's the reason why I should keep the Sabbath and give tithes. I can be financially blessed after sowing money. Then I'll sow it diligently so that I can be blessed. He only obeyed in this way. Whether he receives or not, he just believed all he learned regardless of it. Because he surely believed that what he sowed will be paid back, thirty times, six times, and 100 times. He never grudged what he offered. Even when he had so many debts, he offered over and over again when he earned some money. Then God loved him so much and wanted to bless him quickly, so God refined him and let him pile up experiences diligently so that he could pay back all the debts, and then he called him as a pastor. Likewise, once he gained the wisdom to know God, he could see the way how to meet God. If you are wise, after listening to this kind of testimony, you will long for the law of God and practice it right away so that you can receive blessings. Then you can see the way of understanding and you will be able to realize how to keep the law by actions. After knowing the way, you will also practice it. Proverbs 2:2-5 said, "Make your ear attentive to wisdom. Incline your heart to understanding. For if you cry for discernment, lift your voice for understanding. If you seek her as silver and search for her as for hidden treasures, then you will discern the fear of the Lord and discover the knowledge of God." Also, Proverbs 2:6 says, "For the Lord gives wisdom. From His mouth come knowledge and understanding." It means that God gives wisdom to those who discern the fear of God, discovers the knowledge of God, and obeys Him, those knowing His heart. Our Lord is the best example of the one who had wisdom from above in the New Testament. Jesus always penetrated evil of others and taught them the word that can destroy that could destroy the evil, which was the teaching of goodness, to make them stop having evil mind. There were many evil people who came before Jesus. But Jesus penetrated the evil of them and He stopped them having evil mind by His good teaching. As an example, in Matthew 9:9-13, when Jesus was reclining at the table in the house of Matthew, many tax collectors and sinners were dining with Him. Then the Pharisees, who didn't like it, said to His disciples, "Why is your teacher eating with the tax collectors and sinners?" Then Jesus said, "It is not those who are healthy who need a physician, but those who are sick. I desire compassion and not sacrifice." By the teaching of goodness with wisdom from above, He stopped evil working in the heart of all people. The word in Proverbs 2:10 saying, "For wisdom will enter your heart and knowledge will be pleasant to your soul." He teaches us what happens when we follow goodness and practice it. It's rather natural that wisdom will go into the heart of such people. Those who are pure in heart and have truth in heart will receive the wisdom of goodness from above, and it will come into their heart. No matter what you do in your business, in your family, or when you work for God, you'll face many difficulties if you lack wisdom. If you think, I wish I could gain wisdom from God, how can I get it? Listen to the word in the Proverbs. You can get all the answers there. If you receive such wisdom, you can find a way how to fulfill everything in any words, with any people, in any life, and in any decision. Therefore, you will not feel hard to meet various difficulties in life or stumble, but rather you will overcome them, receive answers and solutions, and go only the prosperous way. Sometimes people fight and separate from each other when they meet some situations between husband and wife, between family members, neighbors, relatives, friends, sometimes even between brothers in faith. People quarrel and separate from one another because they cannot solve matters in a wise way. But because those who follow righteousness, justice, equity, and every good course have wisdom from above in their heart, they can go the prosperous way by overcoming everything. 1 Corinthians 1:25 says, because the foolishness of God is wiser than man. But how can there be foolishness of God? Only it says to make us understand better. But there is nothing foolish in God. However, God gave you such wisdom of His. What will be short, or what on earth will be impossible? Our senior pastor is leading many souls of the world to New Jerusalem by the wisdom given by God. He doesn't use any worldly knowledge or any human method. In the wisdom from above, God received the dream and the vision from the beginning, and He's been accomplishing them one by one. He asked the church workers to obey with saying amen to all the matters, whether it was small or big. It was the same 20 years ago, 30 years ago. Because He is leading us by the inspiration of the Holy Spirit with the wisdom from God. If we only obey Him with faith, God will take the responsibility for all after. But because the workers say it's not possible, it's difficult to do so, by looking at the reality, they cannot see the work of God. Our senior pastor has been preaching that God works after looking at our faith and deed when we obeyed what we couldn't obey. The Bible also says so. But there were workers who didn't obey even what they could, and still said that only things possible could be possible, but things impossible could not be possible. He felt sorry for them. But now it's different. Many of you became obedient workers of the Holy Spirit and Spirit who don't look at the reality but act by faith. You are also trying to resemble the wisdom and obedience of the shepherd. How grateful we are. When I see people of the Spirit, they don't take the difficult situation in reality. They think about the senior pastor when they face such difficulties. Our senior pastor, when they face some difficulties, they just confess, like, how did our shepherd do? And they want to resemble the deed and faith of the shepherd. We also have to resemble his faith. Now, I'll explain about understanding. Let's look into the relationship of wisdom and understanding. I hope you listen carefully and remember it well to utilize it so that you can be wise and intelligent all the time. What are wisdom and understanding? As I said earlier, wisdom is to utilize the various kinds of knowledge that has been put into brain cells since the birth. Therefore, wisdom of every individual will be different by the way how to use the knowledge put in the brain cells. To say in easy terms, understanding is to see the clear way. If there is no light in a dark night, we cannot walk the way well. Because you cannot see the road, you will grope the way and you cannot walk fast. You don't know if there is any obstacle on the street, so you may fall or get hurt. But no matter how dark night it is, if you have a bright light, you can go the way easily. Seeing the clear way is called understanding. However, although wisdom and understanding seem to be separate, but they work together. Wisdom is to utilize knowledge and understanding is to see the way. So you have to have both wisdom and understanding to use the wisdom rightly for making them a perfect pair. Let me take an example of a racing car. A racing car is different from a general car. Because it's for a race, it must move very fast and safely to the final line. So to make it move faster, people produce its shape, materials, or engine very special. They tune its many parts so that it can give the best performance. Some racing cars move more than 300 kilometers per hour. However, racing cars move more. How can it be recognized as a truly fast-moving car with good performance? No matter how wonderful and sleek it looks like, only after driving it and using its performance, it can be said whether it's fast or not. The same goes for wisdom. Even though you pile up so much knowledge in your head, if you don't utilize it, no one will say you are wise. When the knowledge is used well, like a car moves fast, people will say, "You are so wise," with an exclamation. However, to make a car move, the road plays a very important role. There are various kinds of roads, unpaved country roads, winding and crooked paths, alleys, and so on. There are general roads and highway roads that are paved well. Of course, you can drive a car at its full speed in a highway road. Also, it moves fastest on the path of the racing road. Likewise, although a car can move on any road, it can move at full speed on a highway or on a racing road. Wisdom can be fully utilized when you have understanding. Understanding plays a role of this highway. Just like the better the road is paved, the faster a car can move, the more understanding you have, you can use the wisdom better so that you can display its true value. It is the relation between wisdom and understanding compared to a racing car and a highway. We can find this kind of relationship in the Bible. In chapter 18 of 2 Samuel, Absalom, who rebelled against his father David, was dead. Now the revolt was suppressed, and someone had to deliver the news to David, who was in his city. Then a man whose name was Ahimaaz said that he would run to deliver the news to David. But Joab, who favored him, stopped him, saying, "You shall carry no news today." He said he would give a chance to the other day, but not that day. Then Joab sent a Cushite to bring the news to the king. Ahimaaz was the son of Zadok, the priest. Zadok carried the Ark of Covenant with the Levites and followed David when Absalom rose in revolt. But because David surely trusted in him, he rather sent him back to Jerusalem to deliver important news to David. David's friend Hushath received the same order from David and went to Jerusalem. He gave an unfavorable scheme for Absalom. When the Hushai plot was accepted, Hushai delivered the news to Zadok right away. Then Zadok also quickly sent his son Ahimaaz with another man to David. He almost was caught and killed on the way to David, but he concealed his body and escaped. Ahimaaz was such a loyal servant to David like this. That's why he wanted to bring the good news to him. But General Joab knew the heart of David better than him. When they left for fight, David asked generals to deal with his son Absalom generously. He meant not to kill him. Even though his son betrayed him and brought the army to kill his father, David didn't want him to be killed as his father. But Absalom was killed after all. So even if he delivers the news of victory to David, it cannot be joy to the King David and it cannot be reward to him. Joab made Ahimaaz realize this. But still, Ahimaaz pleaded him to go anyway. After all, he got his permission and ran toward the city. Because he ran the shortcut way, he could arrive earlier than the Cushite who left earlier than him. So he delivered the news of victory to David. However, David was only concerned about Absalom. General Joab was right. But Ahimaaz had wisdom enough to understand what Joab meant. So he didn't say about Absalom's death by his own lips. But the Cushite, who arrived later, said, when David asked about Absalom, "Let the enemies of my lord the king and all who rise up against you for evil be as that young man." He said so because he didn't have wisdom. David wept at the news of Absalom's death, and it made those who returned with victory feel happy because they fought for the king with their life. He must have made them happy, but he couldn't do so. Well, this is the use of wisdom. How wonderful it is to harmonize wisdom and understanding. Wisdom can change things in your life like this, even when you deliver something. We can understand that wisdom makes things different when we say something or make some plans. For example, there are some people who report to a senior pastor in an unwise way. If you have to deliver a shocking matter, you must not deliver it before he preaches. If he hears about it, it makes him hard to preach a message on the altar. He may come to feel heavy and in some cases make him sad and suffered. He has to deliver the message with joy and the fullness of the Holy Spirit. So I'll tell him this after he finished the sermon. You have to consider him like this, but some people cannot. They sometimes make him hard to preach. If you're wise, you will never do so. It also happens in a family. It happens between husband and wife or between children. When their father comes back from work, children will know whether he is happy or not from his countenance. Let's say you tell him about some bad news when he is not happy, then the mood in your family will become heavy. On the contrary, if you deliver joyful news to him, you can make him happy. But if you tell him something bad while he is not glad, your whole family will not be in peace but in a heavy mood. It applies the same to husband and wife. There is something not to be said but between them. There is such time when you cannot tell a certain thing. No matter how joyful news, you may see the proper time when you can say it. You should say something in the morning while you have to say some other things in bed. If a wife tells her husband something serious from the morning before he goes out for work, he must spend the whole day in a happy mood while working. When Mrs. Bongnimi comes to Daniel prayer meeting, then if someone, I mean, I delivered a bad news to her, then Mrs. Lee grieved and wept during the whole time of the annual prayer meeting. And I repented with tears. I prayed to become the person who could, who can deliver the news at the proper time and at the proper place. There was a family, and the wife had to leave the house for a few days. The children stayed very well during the absence of the mother. And after she came back, the children said, "Mother, we stayed well." But the mother didn't look happy. The children thought she would be happy when they told her. Then one of their children said to her that even though we did our best, it was not good as much as you are with us. Then the mother smiled. I could read an article about the research results. Well, someone says something to the mother about the person, about the child. Like, I like this, your child, because the child resembles you. You have to discern time and space like this. You need wisdom to do so. When children need some allowance, it's easy to get it when their parents are in a good mood. But when they are not, children may be rejected sometimes. Likewise, when you deliver some words or when you make some plan, it becomes different according to whether you have wisdom or not. Where you have understanding, you can use wisdom and the use will stand out more. When you have this wisdom and understanding, you will not act recklessly, but know the way to go and display the wisdom as much as you want to make things beautiful. King Solomon is a man of this wisdom and understanding. Let's look into how he could be blessed. We can see how great wisdom and understanding Solomon had when we read from 1 Kings 3:16 about the incident of two women who fought about the baby. Because he had wisdom, he could have understanding. Without wisdom, you cannot learn understanding or use it. When you have much wisdom, your understanding will be perfect. When senior pastor counseled with church members, he raised the heart of most of them. Only by their one word or eyes, deed or countenance, even when they sit silently, he reads their heart and he discerns how they add or miss something when they say something, whether they lie or not. He discerns it almost perfectly. He said that if he used his discernment as the wisdom, he could see the way so plainly. When he teaches them by that way, they realize their fault right away and repent. Also, they can find the key to solve their problem. Because he could see the way to solve the problem by understanding, he can help the people to solve the problem. But he doesn't tell it to the members all the time. It's good if it's a work of goodness, but sometimes it's not. Or someone hates to be pointed out. Some people rather have an ill feeling and it results to be not good. So sometimes it's better for him to pretend not to know it. What I'm so grateful is that is this. Before, I couldn't discern the time and place. After refinement, I came to understand and discern the place at the proper time and space. I mean, place. I told someone to change something to grow in faith. But later, I realized that my word could discourage that person. And I remember how our shepherd said or acted. When Father God gave some measures of faith to the people, before we spreading the notes of measures of faith, he explained a lot about the situation. Sometimes he asked it to spread, I mean, deliver, give out the measures of faith to the people, because we could have so that we could have hope for the next time. Our shepherd always put himself to other shoes, and he explained so generously. After I remembered how our shepherd did, I prayed to become such a generous person who could understand others' hearts. Judas Iscariot, one of Jesus' 12 disciples, couldn't understand the heart of Jesus either. He even judged the goodness of Jesus. Because Jesus knew the heart of man well, he dealt with him in a wise way, as we can see in the book, four books of the Gospel. One day, two women came with a baby to the King Solomon. They argued against each other that the baby was theirs. Solomon tried to figure out how to give the right judgment to them. And then a way of wisdom came to his mind. Because he also had understanding, he could see how to use the wisdom. He thought the difference between the real mother and the fake mother. Then a thought of wisdom came to his mind that the real mother has love that she can sacrifice if she makes loss. It was the clear difference from the fake mother. It's not knowledge. It's not what he learned. So it is wisdom. Solomon had this kind of wisdom. If he said to divide the baby in two to share for each, how can the real mother accept it while her baby will die? Then she will rather give up the baby. That is, she will sacrifice and give the baby to the other. But the fake mother will be different. Solomon had this wisdom. Then how can make this displayed? Solomon thought about it. And his understanding made him see the way how to show it right away. So Solomon said to get him a sword and to divide the baby in two, to give half to the one and half to the other. It may seem to be a very foolish or cruel judgment, but it was an excellent skill to bring out the answer. In 1 Kings 3:26, we can see how the two women reacted so differently. 1 Kings 3:26 says, "Then the woman whose child was living one spoke to the king, for she was deeply stirred over her son and said, 'Oh, my Lord, give her the living child and by no means kill him.' But the other said, 'He shall be neither mine nor yours. Divide him.'" However, there's something we have to think. If someone who didn't know the true love looked at the scene, he might judge that the fake mother was just and fair, and she was the real mother. And about the real mother, he must think that she revealed the truth from her pang of conscience now. But because Solomon's wisdom came from goodness, he didn't misjudge like that. Rather, he knew the result already and showed his wisdom. This is understanding. 1 Kings 3:27 says, Then the king said, Give the first woman the living child, and by no means kill him. She is his mother. Then the people reacted as it says in 1 Kings 3:28, When all Israel heard of the judgment which the king had handed down, they feared the king, for they saw that the wisdom of God was in him to administer justice. The evil woman among the two had to fear the King Solomon who made the right judgment. She couldn't help but regard him as a god at his wise and right judgment. She had to stand before him as a sinner. She must have wanted to hide herself right away. On the contrary, the real mother could find her baby back through his right judgment. She must have come to respect and trust King Solomon. She might not spare her life for him. If needed, she must be willing to cut her hair to make his sandals. I mean, she must have become obedient to him to that extent. Proverbs says that blessed is the one who has wisdom and understanding. How does it happen? Likewise, evil person cannot come before him. But the good people respected and trusted him by his right and good judgment. And he became blessed. Everyone has problems while living a life. However, if there is someone who has wisdom and understanding, and anyone who comes to him can get wisdom and solve the problem, that person will gain many things from people. Also, he will enjoy blessings, honor, and trust from people. He must become a blessed person. If every one of you becomes a person with wisdom and understanding like this, how great pride and confidence you will have. You will live a joyous and happy life. Then everything can be yours and you'll lack nothing. If our pastors and leaders have wisdom and understanding so that you can suggest the right path to the members and teach them rightly with the truth, you will become the blessed. A while ago, I saw a worker in a difficult situation. I wanted to console the people around there. And I told this to Pastor Susan Lee that I would like to have a meal together with the person, with people around me because they consoled me when I was in a difficult situation. Then Pastor Susan Lee said it was not right. Then I prayed why she said so. Then I realized that I was wrong. Now is the time when the ordinary people should feel the shortages they have to fill. If I, as a person in charge, say you've done well, then I can make them not grow in faith. If needed, I have to say something to be filled to those who have to fill them. I have to encourage them to fill the shortages.
그 마음에 고마웠고 수고했고 잘했다고 말하는 것조차도 때와 시기가
Even the words of praise and
말하지 않아야 될 때가 있는 것들 하나하나를 깨달아가고
Praise and comment you have to discern when and where to say that.
그분께 참으로 감사할 것이고 사랑할 것입니다.
If a member could solve a problem by your advice, he must be grateful to you and love you. So you can become the true leader and teacher by learning the true wisdom and understanding from the book of Proverbs. You'll become the leaders with more power. Well, we can apply the way of using knowledge, wisdom, and understanding when we drive a car. When you drive a car, you will know roughly which way may have a traffic jam and which way will not. Which road has a traffic jam on Monday or Saturday, or which road doesn't have a traffic jam, which road has a traffic jam in the morning or in the afternoon. There were roads that had a traffic jam in the morning, but not in the afternoon, noon, and so on. You can roughly know it.
그러나 지혜와 명철의 길로 아, 월요일은 이렇게 이 길이 막히니까 돌아가자. 오전에는 이만큼의 시간
Because you regularly drive those roads, you roughly know where you should which road you have to take when you drive a car.
지각하는 분들 중에 보면 제가 오랜 시간에 나왔는데
Some people say they had a traffic jam after, I mean, and they came late. Well, on Monday, we usually have a traffic jam. Then, what should we do? We have to start early. And this is the wisdom and understanding. You didn't pray for it or you didn't study carefully while driving, but you just drive to your destination even without knowing the path in most cases, but you may know such things. I went to visit some member and with a leader who visited him for 10 years. It took more than 30 minutes, even though it was close. So I asked her, we took a long way. We didn't take a shortcut. Then she said, I'm not interested in such fleshly things. I'm just interested in only spiritual things. Well, there is number you have to take off. But she doesn't care where to take the train or take off from the train. And she says she is not interested in such fleshly things. You shouldn't do so. You can take a faster way if you think carefully. Things are put into your mind as knowledge through your wisdom or through both wisdom and understanding or by looking carefully at ordinary times. It becomes your understanding. All that you need to do is to know what road was so at the time. Even if you take the same road, it can have traffic jam at office going hour while the opposite side is free. If you have wisdom understanding so that you can catch the whole picture, you may not meet any traffic jam. When he moves, when our shepherd moved, and he had a whole picture of maps. In that way, he learned the word of God with the whole picture of God, of the word of God. So likewise, if you pray even for a small matter to get wisdom and understanding, you will get many beneficial points. There are some thoughts you just passed. Then you have to pray to change, to become beautiful. And you think about what others said and how you said to others while you pray. And then in a similar situation, you said the way you prayed to say to that person. If you have wisdom, understanding, you will not repeat the same situation. Once you pray for that situation, you will remember it. You are praying so fervently, and you are listening to the message with grace. Some people take in the word wisely and change. But some people, even though they pray with tears, they don't change in life. The important thing is how much you study your words and your deeds. You have to take the way of goodness and wisdom in your daily life. And I hope you can study every matter of your life. You have to pray. And you have to pray to receive the wisdom from above so that you can use the word, which is like a formula. You know you have to use the word in you, but you still don't know how to use the word when you meet someone. Then you have to pray to gain the understanding and wisdom from the word. Let me conclude the message. How touching message the message about wisdom is. It is so important that God's word becomes knowledge, and when we apply the word in our life, we can see the way. We can see who is deceiving us, how to solve it. If you have good, wisdom of goodness, you will see how others deceive you. But because you have goodness in you, you will see the way how to help the other. So to have wisdom from above, you have to become pure in heart first. How wonderful it is to apply and utilize the word in in your daily life. However, its start is the goodness of God from above, wisdom of God from above. It's not from the word knowledge, but the knowledge and wisdom from God. So you should start from thinking, how can I consider others? How can I encourage them and give life? How can I seek for others' benefit even if I sacrifice? How can I deal with others with justice and honesty? Only then you can receive the truly good wisdom from above. If you cannot keep the right path or you cannot consider others for your own benefit, even if you get wisdom of goodness, it will change by your own benefit. If you still have the thought that you're right, you cannot see the answer. The answer that our Father God wants us to have is the heart that you want to help others. Only when you have this heart, you can see the answer. You have to utilize the knowledge of goodness by receiving the wisdom and understanding. It is so important. While you are arming yourself with the truth, please search a heart of goodness that God wants you to have and practice it so that you can have a higher level of goodness and love. I pray in the name of the Lord that you can see the way of wisdom and understanding through goodness so that you can bear fruit and be blessed in whatever you do. Let's pray thinking over the message.
지식, 지혜, 명철에 대해 말씀을 함께 나눴습니다. 목사님을 통하여 잠언강의 통해 이렇게 주옥 같은 말씀을 우리에게 풀어주심을 감사합니다. 위로부터신 하나님의 지식, 이 모든 것들이 머리가 아니라 마음이 있게 하여 주옵시고, 지혜, 그것을 어떻게 활용할 것인지, 또 명철의 길들이 보여서 아버지 원하시는 선과 아버지 원하시는 사랑을 마음껏 활용해 나가는 복된 성도님들 되어질 수 있도록 축복하시며 함께 해주시기 원합니다. 은혜로 끝나는 것이 아니라 그 말씀을 삶 속에 대입해보고 궁구해 봄으로 또 아버지 원하시고 기뻐하시는 삶으로 나올 수 있도록 축복하시며 함께 주옵소서. 감사하고
Thank you. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. Let us receive the prayer for the sick of Senior Pastor through the screen. Please lay your hands on your sick heart or your desiring heart if you are not sick. Please receive the prayer by faith. Hallelujah, Almighty God, our loving Father, please lay your hands on all believers who are receiving this prayer now. Show your works that transcend time and space on those who are receiving this prayer through GCN, Internet, and Satellite TV in branch churches and local sanctuaries and all other children of God around the world. Give them the faith to believe from heart. Drive away negative thoughts and doubts and drive away all tests and trials. From head to toe, all entrails, joints, nerves, tissues, and cells, whatever the sick part may be, burn them with the fire of the Holy Spirit and the original lights. In the name of Jesus Christ, I command the enemy devil and Satan, all diseases, germs, and viruses, and infirmities go away. Light come. Please scourge all their terminal and incurable diseases with the fire of the Holy Spirit. Drive away all endemic diseases, including malaria. All contagious diseases, including cold, flu, and fever, go away. Protect them from all kinds of germs and viruses. Heal them of all stomach, lung, liver, breast, uterine, and intestinal cancers. AIDS, leukemia, cerebral apoplexy, high low blood pressure, diabetes, thyroid problem, and heart, lung, and women's diseases, and all inflammations go away. Heal them of polio, stroke, arthritis, and herniated discs. Back pain, headache, neuralgia, and all other pains disappear. Epilepsy, autism, depression, neurosis, and other mental diseases go away. All kinds of paralysis be loosened. Get up, walk, and leap. Let the eyes see well. Let the ears hear well. Let the blind come to see, the deaf to hear, and the mute to speak. Heal them of the after effects of all kinds of accidents. Fix their broken bones. Restore them from burns. Let the heat and burning sensation go away. Let no scar remain. Be cleansed from all kinds of drug addictions, poisoning, and substance abuse. Let the dead nerves, tissues, and cells be regenerated. Bring the dead back to life. Give them the blessings of conception. Receive the blessing of conception. In the name of Jesus Christ, I command the enemy devil and Satan, the ruler of the power of the air, the evil forces of heavenly places and their servants, go away. Go away, evil, unclean force and deceitful spirits, separating spirits and all forces of darkness. Loosen the bonds of wickedness. Darkness, go away. Light, come. Father God, give them strength to cry out in prayer and the power to cast off sins and become sanctified. As their souls prosper, let all things go well with them and let their families be evangelized. Protect them from all kinds of accidents and disasters throughout the week and bless them to lead a prosperous life without any problem. With the fire words of the Holy Spirit, heavenly hosts and angels, and with your blazing eyes, protect all your children, their families, workplaces, and business fields. Give students wisdom and understanding and give them enthusiasm and fervor to study hard. Please keep their hearts and minds from worldly things and let them love God more fervently. Whether your children eat or drink or in whatever they do, let them do it all to live a life glorifying you, Father God. Let them be able to testify about the living God, saying, I've met and experienced God and received His answers and blessings. Father God, thank you. Be glorified alone. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen.